B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Abby's on the phone for War of the Roses. And Abby, you have been dating Darren for just a month. You thought it was kind of weird. You said in your message that he asked you Valentine's Day, something happened, and then he asked you again. What is this?
Okay. Like he says, sorry, I can't do Valentine's Day night. It's just too complicated. I can't get into it. I was like,
that's weird.
So I did, you know, I'm trying to be cool. So I was like, all right, no worries. All good, you know. And so, but less than 5 hours later, y'all get this. Less than 5 hours later, he texts back. So I don't even hear his voice to know whether he's legit about this. Okay. So he texts back asking if Valentine's Day night could be back on. So I'm just like, what? I don't know what to say back. I don't know what to do. You know, was he supposed to go with someone else? And then he came back to me.
This is one of those weird situations to where you've only been on like 3 dates, only been together for a month. You're probably not exclusive, I would assume.
We did talk about it, and okay. He did say that he wasn't seeing other people, so I stopped seeing other people too, you know? Pretty much thought we were on the same page, but when this happened, it was like mixed messages.
Let's take it from the other side, though, Abby. Like, what potentially could have happened? Maybe his job got in the way. Maybe he was supposed to go away.
Friday
maybe
night.
It's a personal family thing that came up. If he said mm-hmm. it was too complicated, maybe he doesn't want to drag you down into it. The only way to find out is if we call an offer from the roses, and if he sends them to someone else, then you know your hunch is right.
Let's make sure it's not this.
Okay. All right, Roy, you ready to dial up Darren?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to dial him up. Abby, don't say anything. You got to stay quiet until we get who he wants to send the roses to, especially if it's not to you, okay?
Okay, my lips are sealed, throwing away the key.
Yep.
You just let me know.
Mind your manners, Abby. Okay.
Roy? All right, yeah. I got him on the... Oh, here we go, I'm down him now.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Darren, please.
May I ask what this is about?
My name's Megan. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm actually calling to let you know that you've won a dozen beautiful free red roses to send to someone free of charge. And I'm just calling to get that information from you.
Oh, no, I didn't enter a contest or anything. I don't know why you'd be calling me.
Well, one of your friends tagged you in our Instagram post, and we're giving away $100 in beautiful free red roses for Valentine's Day.
Well, okay. That's kind of cool. Who was it? You know, tag me?
I'll be able to see it at the end. I just have to...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Enter the name.
No, I don't even care. It's fine. It's
okay.
You know what? I don't even know. I'll tell you the truth. I'm seeing 3 different girls, so it's. Is there any way I could split it up? Because I've been running the whole dating website scene, and I've been crushing, man. And there's 3 of them that I really like, and I've been seeing them. I kind of like to just split it up between the 3 of them.
I mean, we don't typically do it, but I think I can make an exception this once.
Just do, you're my sweetest Valentine, all 3 of them, and do 1 for Lisa, 1 for Abby, and 1 for Megan.
Okay.
It's so crazy, man. I actually had 2 dinners planned for Valentine's. One of them was supposed to be at a different time, and then she canceled on me and moved it, and so I had to, I re-asked out another girl. I had to text her back and try to get her back on for dinner, because,
Wow.
I don't know. Free Valentine's, you gotta line it up and knock it down, when you're young.
You're quite the Casanova.
Well, my mom always said I was pretty romantic like my daddy, so I just try to...
I don't know if that's a good thing. I'm sure Abby would agree.
I don't know. I think she's pretty into me. I'm nice to her. You know?
Do you like Abby more than everyone else?
I mean, I would say maybe a little bit more.
If you had to guess that one of the other three women, Darren, is on the other line and heard everything, who would you think that was that called the Manny Roy and Loren Show's War of the Roses to see if you were worth dating or not?
Excuse me? Who's this?
Manny.
You are on the Manny Roy and Loren Show, War of the Roses. It's where we bust cheaters. Which one of the other women do you think is on the phone?
God.
Which one?
I don't know. Megan kind of seemed like this, but...
Oh, my gosh. You did not just say that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, come on, man.
What is wrong with you?
Give me a break.
Person on the other line, why don't you reveal yourself to Darren?
You moronic douche canoe. Your V-Day night went from 2-1, okay, dude? Like, are you always this stupid, or is today a special occasion for you?
Oh, you still don't know who it is?
Dude, that's Abby.
Yes. Come on. Look closely.
Yes.
Guys, come on. Abby, don't do this. This is ridiculous.
Whatever. You blatantly lied to me and told me I was the only one. So I stopped seeing other people.
I didn't.
I thought we were on the same page.
You were the favorite.
What? What? Well, no, to me, in our text, you said I was the only one you were seeing, so I just stopped seeing other people.
Look, we don't.
I mean, you blatantly lied to me. Why would I? And you're right. Ruining the dating game for the rest of us by doing
you.
So, Abby, are you done dating him? You're not going to see him again?
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. Of course I'm done with him. I mean, he just.
Want more War of the Roses? Listen to them on demand anytime using the Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.